I feel kind of bad for those actors and the pedophiles.
Yeah.
This was the one list that ever got leaked. True. You know how many other these types of rings are going on?
The Diddy parties are next, dude.
Diddy parties are
going. People keep talking about Diddy parties.
Oh, dude. Fucking Cat Williams, the dark narc, baby. Cat is free cat, baby. Cat's that's it, baby.
I mean, if he didn't expose Black Hollywood, I was coming next.
Y'all ain't spaying or neutering anybody in this motherfucker, son. Free cat, baby. That's where I'm at with it, dude. I'll vote cat president right now, bro.
Ooh.
That's what we need, dude.
We could use it.
We need a real fucking brother in there, bro.
True,
or sister.
Cat. Yeah, true. Don't leave that out. But Cat, the interview was... It was fun to watch, but then you'd like he would just make these claims that were just like
sub 4.340.
Sub 4.3.
That got me.
3,000 books a year.
3,000 books a year.
It's 100 a week.
It's crazy.
That's like medical. He must be including like medical pamphlets, dude. There's no way. 3,000 books a year.
That's how much he said he could read?
He said that's how much he said he
was
reading.
From age 7 to 12 or something, he read 3,000 books a year.
So what you're saying is they paid you they offer you $15 million to go to Jacksonville State? What college?
I think it was. Oh.
Remember that kid in that video?
That was so good.
Y'all like, offered me a contract. They offered me.
Like, yeah, I got a bunch of scholarships.
I think it was near Jacksonville. 15 and the guy's like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
They offer you $15 million.
Like, yeah, I said no. Yeah. Wait, what? What does this mean?
Yeah, that line was nice.
The sub 4.340 was, that was, I think that was the one thing Shay Shay could fucking be like, I know you didn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not faster than Tyreek Hill. That's the craziest claim.
Let's check in with this dark oyster over here. LaMare, what do you think about what Kat said? What does the black community think?
I think it's kind of like, they kind of agree. Yeah, I think we're in agreement with Kat.
You're in agreement with Kat.
I think a lot, except for the 340, but like the, you know.
The 4340?
Yeah. But he was talking a lot of junk and then, yeah. I think his junk is being responded to nicely.
You know who else got a good response out of that? Gary Owen. Gary Owen's he got real one cred now. So he was the only he got kind of got big up during
so
the whole
thing. Fucking blue collar comedy tour.
Did they did a blue collar comedy
big up that whole time? Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Cat was like, those are the guys I like.
Let's enemy and my enemy though too.
Yeah, true.
Because they were enemies of like the Steve Kings. Harvey squad. Oh. Yeah, the Kings. Kings and blue collar were serious enemies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was wild, dude. I mean, because there's always like a, I feel like, do you see a lot of black folks go, you don't see a lot of black men go in like that, huh?
No.
Not that hard, yeah.
Well, also in comedy, there's, you don't really, comics like, they don't really go in on other comics, really, because everybody knows, I think, that it's an interesting, we're all weird people.
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that making any sense or no?
Well, the first part does. You really don't see. But also, I feel like black comics, black people in general, have a lot more respect for other people's business, too.
Yeah.
So you can't be putting up people's business
fucking
like that.
Fucking up somebody's money.
Yeah. Unless you have receipts, too. So he did have receipts. But that he was all in their business, which is frowned upon.
Cat came men. In, though.
It's true.
It was exciting. It's definitely interesting to hear. I love Cat Williams. Dude, I saw Cat Williams, right? Drive by the Comedy Store one time on a bike, on a bicycle. And it was one of those ones with the wheel where the lights are in the wheel in the
that's tight.
In the wheels.
That's tight.
100%, dude. Like 30 people at the same time on the porch were like, "Is that fucking Cat Williams?" And he was standing up. He's like, I guess like some people can stand up on, you know, when you're like a kid or whatever, you can stand up on a bike and hold on the, you know, and your body works out that way, right? So he can still do it, right? And so he was just looking over at everybody, dude, just cruising right down Sunset.
Man. Did he ever do the store? What do you like?
I never saw him in there. I think sometimes, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I had seen him over there, but yeah, dude, I got a statue at a Target one time. They were advertising it as a Cat Williams, and it was like it's like a black nutcracker from Christmas.
Damn.
And I got it, and I put it on my story, and Cat shared it.
That's really?
Yeah, and it was like the highlight of my whole year. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Because, dude, there's really not anybody kind of, I feel like Kat's like just, he seemed really unique, I think.
Yeah. He made it. I mean, he made a big comeback this year. I mean, he was, I guess he was doing well. I don't know. I haven't been following his stuff. I know he was funny. Everyone thought he was funny. I don't know many anti-Cat Williams people who are like, he's not funny. He's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now
he did the funniest thing everyone possible agrees was, to go on Shay Shay and just spaz, which is the best, the best thing in the world. I was thinking, too, you could do Club Shane Chain. Club Shane Chain, yeah.
Have a couple drinks, sit down.
Yeah.
And you got to put some lipstick on, too.
Yeah.
Why? Be the proprietor. You got to go, I'm the proprietor.
Fucked up.
Yeah, why not?
Nah, every white man in Hollywood has to put on lipstick and wear a dress.
True,
I'm not doing, doing that shit.
Dude, now is it in your contract?
Every white man has to put on lipstick. I'm not doing it.
Who do you have in your contract has to wear a dress if you're in the movie with you?
crazy, though. Like, is that a real... Like, Tommy I wonder... Who does?
Tommy Pope has to wear a dress.
Yeah.
I have it in my contract.
You know, there's not a lot of trans male comedians, really, is there? There used to be more cross-dressing, didn't there?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, yeah.
Dude, there used to be more cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Nobody's fucking thinking about that.
True.
That's because they used to be like, there's no way I would ever actually do this.
Well, they also, they legalized it.
Yeah, now if you wear a dress, everyone's like, damn, that guy definitely wants to wear a dress.
Yeah.
You know? It's not funny anymore. It used to be funny. If I was wearing a dress right now, people would be like, that's funny.
Hilarious.
It's
a peak of comedy now.
If I was wearing a dress right now, people would be upset.
I don't think I would like having a dress on. I wouldn't like my genitals just being open under like a little curtain.
You gotta cross your legs.
Huh?
You gotta cross your legs though, like a lady.
Yeah, and I don't want to do all of that.
That's why ladies cross their legs so we can't see their dicks.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Bro, that's going to be our national anthem in this country in like fucking six more years. Dude, that's one thing we needed. We got to bring back the national anthem, bro.
True.
Yeah.
Because it was one point.
It is long, though. I was just, was it when really you got to, anytime I go to a sporting event, you got to stand there the whole fucking time. Unless there's a flyover or something cool.
True, we need some airplanes.
It does kind of suck. Like, I went to the Sixers game like 2 weeks ago. Standing for the national anthem does blow. I get it. I did sit for the Canadian. I said, I'm not standing for that. Yeah.
Beast.
Bizzle's fuck Canadian.
That. My bad, Bizzle. No, I'm not going to stand for another country.
Even over there, they call it the Let's Go Get a Snack song. So I don't think even they respect it that much.
No other countries get pumped on their anthem. It's like us and Middle Eastern countries.
True, it really is.
South American countries get pumped on it, too.
True.
Every once in a while, you see them hit Nazi salutes.
Yeah.
Other countries still salute, like, weird.
Do they?
Yeah. They'll hit it. Remember when, what's his name? Who's the Cuban fighter in the UFC? No,
cute.
Yoel hit a fucking like goose step fucking salute after he knocked the guy out. Just a Cuban.
Was he just feeling himself? Like, why did he do it?
Because he's just pumped. He knocked the guy out and then he did a nice Cuban march. Oh. He was just hard goose stepping.
What?
That's what he did.
Why'd he do it? That's
a Cuban thing. Toss it up.
True, yeah. We shouldn't just say, we shouldn't just be like,
I think there's a video of like Iran. What? Timestamp that? Why? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you kept your hand. You kept your hand respectful. Yeah, down.
This is a Roman salute.
Yeah.
This is just a Roman salute. I'm not.
My 1-year-old, when we march, I'll like.